Light in this present darkness. This is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are continuing our study of Isaiah 6 on the holiness of God. Isaiah, at this point, is on the ground. He has been confronted and seen the holiness of God, and he had never been in his life. He wasn't jumping up and down. He was not asking to touch his face. He was not singing wildly. He was on his face, covering himself with whatever he could do, humanly speaking, because he had just seen the glory of God. It's interesting what happens in this section. I have no doubt he fell on his feet as dead, as John did in Revelation 1. What's interesting to me is what he says. We left off with this yesterday, the judgment oracle that all the prophets would pronounce upon the people when there was impending doom. They were woe oracles. Jesus gave a whole series of them in Matthew chapter 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Seven woe oracles. Isn't it something? Isaiah sees the glory of God. God didn't have to render any verdict. His splendor did alone. When Isaiah saw that, he pronounced his own judgment on himself. Woe is me. I'm cursed. And interesting, the word he chose here, I am undone. That word means he is being destroyed. He is breaking apart. Dear listener, he says, I'm a man of unclean lips. My life is foul. My mouth is perverse. My life is putrid before this king, and I have nothing that I can do about it. His glory is consuming me. You have to really feel how awful a moment this was. He was not saying, how wonderful it is to see you, God. Remember that song? I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. No, no. He wasn't communicating casually and loose. He was trembling to the point of death. And it was a terrifying realization that his entire life has fallen short of the glory of God. There was no way he could withstand his glory. How opposite this is from how pastors offer salvation today. You know, all they want to do is make everyone feel like everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. God loves everyone unconditionally, you know? In fact, they'll tell you, it's that old legalistic stuff that makes everyone get on their knees about their sin. It's oppressive to talk about sin. This is the lie people have bought into. Everything's up. Notice that? Everything's positive. Everything's high. Everything has to make people feel good. Everything is like this today. So, did you notice what happened to Isaiah? He finally, in his life, is being confronted with who this God is. I'm not sure he would have ever said, well, I'm not a child of God before this, you know. But something was missing. Here it is. Here it is. He had not yet lost all his confidence. Notice what he's saying. My lips are foul. He's lost all self-esteem. Counselors. I said yesterday, I hope, are there any counselors, biblical counselors listening? Every time I hear about counseling today, you know, it's building people up with self-esteem worksheets. He has lost all confidence in his flesh. He's come to the point of total despair when he finally saw God for who he was, because it was only then that he could see himself for what he was. And notice what came upon him. It was the painful realization of how lost the house of Israel was. How there was no knowledge of this. No consideration in their worship of this. This is exactly what Isaiah the pastor had to come and see. This is exactly why a pastor must stand in the counsel of God, in the presence of God before being sent. In other words, you'll know a true and a false pastor by how they treat God in worship. Did you get that? Let me say that again. Abounding Grace listeners, if anything this week, I want you to get that. You will know a true and or a false pastor by how they treat God in worship. All false prophets profaned him. Everything was silly. Who feared him? Isaiah saw it and believed deep within his heart. Not only is he thinking about the distress that has come upon his own soul, not only does he feel that, this is what burdens me. He felt it about his family. Do they know this God? What about his people, Israel? Do they fear and tremble before God? The sad truth was, they didn't. Isaiah came right then and there to see that the people were completely and totally polluted before this king. So what happens? We read at verse 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs of the altar, and he touched my mouth with it, and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged." Purged means atone for there, literally. God sends the seraphim, and he can't even touch the altar, this coal. This coal is so fiery hot from the altar of the glory of God. He takes the tongs, and the angel is commanded to take the tongs and grab this live coal and take it to Isaiah. Remember his confession? "I'm a man of unclean lips. Everything about me is unclean." He takes the coal and he purifies or cauterizes, if you will, his lips. The angel conveys that his sin has been atoned for. It must have been a painful moment, wasn't it? Right then and there, Isaiah was justified. And God had given him a painful healing on his lips to purify him and make him one of the truly sent prophets of the Lord, to speak the word of the Lord, which was so rare in Israel. I suggest this morning that no one has been truly saved until this emptying of the self has happened, and that they have come before this holy God fearing and trembling, and not fighting against the truth, but knowing that your life is fully deserving of hell, that you've transgressed the law, that you've made your bed. You can't blame anyone else. You did it. You are at fault. You know, it's easy to blame today. An upbringing, a father, a mother, and the message of the Bible is you are guilty. And deeply grieving in your soul that for so long you tolerated and accepted so many things in you and in others that profaned God's holiness. What that dread, when it comes upon you, when you feel this, when you know this, when you understand this, you know what the Lord does for you? The Lord comes himself and he cauterizes your heart. He justifies you. That's a declaration. All your sins are pardoned by the blood and the righteousness of Christ. I impute to you, I reckon to your account the righteousness of my Son, as if you have never sinned or been a sinner. That is justification by faith alone. And he purifies your dead heart from evil works to now love the Lord your God. Have you known what Isaiah experienced here? That is a crucial question this morning, isn't it? Crucial question. The holiness of God is the greatest need today to be recovered in the church. Isaiah would be sent, but ultimately the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Remember the first thing Christ did when he came here to this earth, when his ministry began? Where did he go? He went right into the temple. You know what he saw? He walks into the temple. Right at the entrance, they are selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers are doing business in the house of the Lord. Price gouging is happening in the temple. They had turned the whole worship of God into a business. Sound familiar today? This is exactly what the marketing megachurches have done. They market God. Jesus sees this, and he's filled with wrath. Verse 15 of that chapter, John 2, he makes a scourge of whips. He gathers together these long leather straps. He makes a whip. We read he drove them out. The word is he ekbaloed. He drove them out with force. He raises the whip. He takes the money changers' bins, all the coinage that was collected, thousands of coins, and he flips it over everywhere, coins pouring out over the temple floor. You imagine that? Been like water spilling out, the noise of clanging everywhere. And then ruined the table, overturning them. What do you think happened? The sad reality was that no one cared to say anything. All of Israel had become tolerant of this. The holiness of the Lord, God's name, was being profaned. And what did the Lord say? Zeal for my Father's house has eaten me up. Take all these things away. You shall not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. So interesting that that would be in Scripture for us. It's the greatest problem that's happened today. The church is a marketplace. We've got the best marketers as pastors today. And the people, consumers, whatever they want, they get. Whatever ministry they get, whatever play area they get. And the pastors are making a lot of money doing this. Here is Christ in his humanity expressing his full wrath. Zeal for the Lord's house had eaten him up. I could only wish there was such zeal among Christians for the house of the Lord today and his holiness. We can be as tolerant as we want to be in supporting and refusing to have zeal for the Lord's house, refusing to warn people. But you know what? It's highly offensive to the Lord to remain quiet. Do you realize that absolutely nothing that is happening now is different than what was happening in the days before God judged Israel? God is marketed like a product. We sell him for our consumption. And I say today, the church is not a business. God is not a product. We are foul. We need our hearts cauterized by the gospel of Christ, and it's time to sound the alarm and remember what he says. By those who come near to me, I must be regarded as holy. Recover that, dear listener, and you will begin a much needed reformation, not only in your own life, but in the church of Jesus Christ. May the God of all mercies have mercy upon us, that we would never forget what happened here in Isaiah. I say it, may we never forget it. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you.